Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, March 13th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine sitting beside each other today. We prepared the message together, and it's our joy to share it with you, and hopefully, as is our intent each day, to encourage you with truth from God's Word. Today's message is titled, Deliverance. The scripture text is from 2 Corinthians 1, verse 10.
He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us. On Him we have set our hope that He will continue to deliver us.
Well, we periodically enjoy drawing from past memories to illustrate a spiritual truth, and some of the memories we have are really quite humorous. In the church we served in New England back in the 90s, we had a guest musical family from Canada one Sunday evening. Early in the service, we sang a song that spoke of God's delivering power. If memory serves me correctly, it was the time-honored hymn, He is Able to Deliver Thee. Before launching into the song, our guest song leader instructed the pianist to pause between verses and allow the people to share in a single word about God's deliverance power in their lives.
Throughout the congregation, one by one, folks spoke out with responses such as alcohol, self-centeredness, fear, pride, and so forth. In many cases, as Stephen and I pastored this church, we knew their testimony, and we were blessed to hear them express it before others.
Then little four-year-old Kyle boldly raised his hand. I couldn't imagine what he had been delivered from, but when he was called upon, he spoke out, drugs! Well, of course, he had never had a drug problem, but he had probably heard of drugs as something people were delivered from. Our church was located in a small city in Massachusetts, and we had our share of troubled people and those who had been delivered from drugs and other addictions. You can imagine the shocked look on his mother's face when he said this. That would have been a Kodak moment.
But Kyle had the right idea for God's delivering power, and there are many thousands who can testify to deliverance from drugs and many other sinful, destructive lifestyles. Stephen and I have a friend in our heart right now, even as we prepare this message, who needs deliverance. He has a crippling addiction that is impacting every area of his life in a very negative way.
God is still delivering people today. I have met many and have seen genuinely changed lives. The greatest demonstration is deliverance from sin. And that is something I hope we've all experienced. All true believers in Christ can testify to this. Paul wrote of this work of the Father in Colossians 1, 13 and 14. Listen to the word right now. For He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of His Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. What a great contrast. Deliverance from hopeless eternal darkness to hope-filled eternal light.
In our daily verse, Paul spoke of the reality of past deliverance and the assurance that God will continue to deliver. In this case, it was his deliverance from the persecutions, hardships, and even threats of death that were his common experience in ministry. He says, He has delivered us from such a deadly peril, and He will deliver us. On Him we have set our hope that He will continue to deliver us.
It's interesting, the word deliver is used three times in that brief verse. Well, let's rejoice with His glorious provision of deliverance today, dear believer. Consider the, quote, deadly peril, end quote, that God has delivered you from. And that is our great sin problem. That's true of all of us. And let's praise Him. Call out to Him and trust Him for any deliverance you need in your life today. May we, in the midst of our present circumstances, and I conclude with this thought from the verse, set our hope that He will continue to deliver us.
Let's pray together. Father, Your kingdom of light stands in great contrast to Satan's dominion of darkness. As Your children, we want our lives to be characterized by light, the light of Your Holy Spirit who dwells within our hearts. Thank You for taking us out of the dominion of evil and placing us under the benevolent rule of Your Son, Jesus Christ. This brought about a great deliverance from our powerless life, where we had no control over the evil one, to a life where your indwelling power can conquer any foe. You have not only delivered us in the past, but you will continue to deliver us from the venomous attacks of Satan as we set our hope in you. It's in the precious name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, just consider our podcast listeners, really all over the world, we hear from you. Certainly readers, and we consider the many ways that we were to compile that you've experienced deliverance. We rejoice, and we know some of you listening to this are in that process. Like the friend we referred to, who we understand is really earnestly calling out to God for help, but yet still entangled in this awful addiction. May God help him today. May God help you today as you turn to the Lord. Don't be discouraged. Continue in faith to trust Christ for the answer to that problem. Well, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is at www.dailyencouragement.net. This is the message prepared and read on Thursday, March 13th, 2008. We need to share that, for if you are not going to the website this particular day when we have prepared the message, you'll find a new message. That's our practice. We update the website each day. But you can merely go back to the previous message to that date, March 13th, and see these additional materials. We do have several songs we recommend today that we feel would further bless you in regard to today's message. We also have today a beautiful picture taken by a recent friend of mine that I only met through this ministry, a professional photographer. And he's given me permission to use his photos. And today, Brooksine said, it's the best he's ever seen in this particular regard. A beautiful mountain scene. And what I do is I place what we feel, and Brooksine helped me with this, an appropriate scripture over the picture that further reinforces a biblical truth. Have a blessed day today, and continue to trust in God for his great deliverance.